Hi, I'm Bruce Aubrey, pastor to pastors, Northside Church Liverpool, your pastor for the day. It's the week of July the 4th, and certainly we remember the founding of our nation, celebrate that. We're grateful for the freedoms that we've been able to enjoy. At the same time, we're reminded today of what true freedom is all about. This week, and now on July 5th, as we reflect on that, I've had this thought come to mind where Jesus said in John 8 and verse 32, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." But I would remind you that every text has a context. And the Bible says in John 8, 31, "So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, 'If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.'" He prayed in John 17, "Sanctify them through the truth. Your word is truth." When we get down to verse 36, "So if the Son sets you free, you'll be free indeed." What is true freedom? Some people think that freedom is just being able to do whatever you want to do. But there are lots of people today doing what they want to do, but they're not free. In fact, they're in bondage to addictions and habits that are destroying their lives. There may be a sense, "Yeah, I'm just doing what I want to." But freedom is not really just being able to do whatever you want to. It's having the courage to do what you know you ought to. It's doing the right things, and it's finding the hope that's available in Christ. I'm not talking about legalism or a set of rules. I'm talking about the joy of knowing Jesus and following him. If you want real freedom today, the freedom is found in the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. Freedom is found today in the manual he has left for us, his precious word, filled with principles, and from cover to cover, the inspired word of God, the opportunity to live a life that was meant for God's people. And I challenge you today, if you don't know Christ, to surrender your life to him. Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." So if the Son, capital S-O-N, sets you free, verse 36, you will be free indeed. My prayer for you today is, if you don't know Christ, that you will turn to him now, trust in him, and find true freedom. If you do know the Lord, that you'll remember today what you have in that relationship with him and be forever grateful. That's my encouragement to you. God bless. Think about it. I'm Bruce Aubrey, pastor to pastors, Northside Church, Liverpool, your pastor for the day.